Wolf and Luke middays, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
It is the Wolf and Luke show here on this Monday now afternoon, and joining us is Max Starks, two-time Super Bowl champion. I always have to put that in Max's title, especially this time of year. Max, how's it going?
I'm doing well, fellas. I'm just coming down off of what I witnessed this weekend, of absolute surprise, shock, and just absolute gold standard play. It was every emotion you can think of, and I'm excited for this weekend's games coming up.
Max, honestly, and not that it matters, but just out of curiosity, the best weekend of football you've ever seen?
You know what? It's hard to find another weekend, like as a fan of just the sport itself with no team allegiance. This was by far one of the most entertaining I've ever seen. I mean, you're looking at 15 total points separating four games on the weekend, guys. That's just unheard of when you think of that. So it was by far the most spectacular weekend as a fan.
Well, I guess we need to start with Bills Chiefs, and not even the part where we haven't even mentioned the fan that ran on the field. Did you see Stephon Diggs just lay that dude out, and then Deion Dawkins take his shoe and throw it into orbit?
Just awesome.
Yeah. It's like that's the way fans should be treated that run on fields. Listen. I don't come to your job. I don't jump over the counter and start messing with the fries. Don't jump on the field, okay?
I love the move taking the shoe and just chucking it into like the 50th row.
It's like the final disrespect. It's like here. How about this? You want to be seen? Now I want your shoe to be seen. So let's go find that. Where's Waldo that, bud?
Would you ever believe that a quarterback that was sacked 9 times would end up winning that game?
Absolutely not. If you just told me the stat line, hey, guess what, guys? Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times. I'm like, man, Tennessee is going to be hell in the AFC Championship game.
That's what
I would have told you if I didn't watch it myself. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was, and one of the biggest things is just, doesn't it just go to show the resiliency and kind of heart of a young quarterback like Joe Burrow to be able to just stand and deliver, knowing that, I've gotten hit 9 times. I've been backwaxed 9 times by these guys on the other side of the ball. And guess what? Y'all are going to have to knock me down 9 more times if you plan on winning this game, and they couldn't do it.
Max, you look at that game, and you look at the Chiefs game on Sunday night, now you have this matchup of Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, and I think we're all excited because this is, in a lot of ways, the future at that position, or at least two of the main guys, the main players in that spot. From what you have seen from Cincinnati this year, because I know you've seen them a couple times up close, I don't want to discount their chances with Joe Burrow, but how good of a shot do you give them against the Chiefs the way the Chiefs are playing right now?
I look at it this way. They just did it 3 weeks ago.
It's true. That's a good answer.
And Joe Burrow put up 470 yards on the same Chiefs defense. So you look at it, and then, of course, Buffalo coming in and having a day and scoring 36 on them, I think absolutely they have a shot in this game because there's a recency bias, plus Joe Burrow has shown that he can go toe-to-toe, and I don't think the defensive line for the Chiefs is that nearly as aggressive as the one they faced in Tennessee. So, it's going to come down to which defense is going to stop the opposing quarterback the most. And I think we're going to get another, higher scoring affair in back-to-back weeks in Arrowhead Stadium.
You think Tom Brady is done? If you're going to guess, do you think he's done or do you think he comes back?
Absolutely not.
No, I'm with you on that, Max.
He looked pissed off. And that's one thing I've learned. You never piss off Tom Brady because then you get greatness. So I expect him to come back. And those reporters that kept goading him on, it was just like, come on, guys. Listen, at this point, you've been asking this question for 7 years straight, and he has continually disappointed you. This isn't Ben Roethlisberger. This isn't Peyton Manning. This isn't Drew Brees. You know what I'm saying? There's no swan song final tour. Like, this dude's going to go until you kick him out of the NFL.
They did. They made Tom Brady actually bled. Did you see that? He was looking at the camera like, they made me bleed my own blood. He's coming back.
Yeah, exactly. He was straight Globo Jim in that moment. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Max, I knew you'd get my movie reference.
Yeah, exactly. No, listen, if you haven't watched Dodgeball,
Yeah.
That would have been a whole new low that I would have came and put a Brown paper bag on your head in the studio.
You don't have to worry.
Okay.
I've seen dodgeball plenty of times.
So how about Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Has he played his last game for the Green Bay Packers, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he's played his last game with them. I think he's so dejected by their performance outside of his own that he's going to have to go somewhere else. I don't think you can put up with the shenanigans that he did a year ago and expect him to just be content with that. Even as great as they were, you know, it just came to show you that there's still a ways to go for them as a team. And, you know, I expect him to be somewhere else come signing day and moving forward, because I think that he's going to be looking for somebody who's going to give him a sure, better fire chance, you know, next year than Green Bay.
Max, I'm going to try and ask this in a nice way. With all the quarterback play that we've seen in these playoffs, and then you look at San Francisco, what does Jimmy G do well?
You know what he does well? He gets the heartbeat up, and he does just enough not to blow it.
Okay.
Because when you have a great defense and you have offensive line with that running game, all you have to do is not screw it up. And that's what he's really good at. He's great at managing the game and having a moment or two where he can be special, but he does a great job of managing. And that's what I think, you know, the one thing I was telling Sports Radio, you know, last week was, hey, listen, this is what you have to understand about Jimmy G. If he has a great defense, which he has, and a great running game, he'll always be viable. But if you have any deficiency in any of those one areas, that's when they suffer. And so he's done a great job with that, and that's why I give them a very good chance to go into SoFi and win that game.
How about your Super Bowl matchup here? Who do you think it's going to be?
I'm going back to 1982. I'm trying to channel my father. We celebrated his services this weekend. And it was the Super Bowl of 1982, Super Bowl 16, San Francisco, Cincinnati. That's what I'm predicting. 40th anniversary of that first Super Bowl appearance. So I'm going to channel my dad in this moment, that's going to be my pick.
Wow, yeah, great stuff there, Max. Max, we always appreciate it, man. You have a good day. All right.
All right, definitely. You guys take care as well.